This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime Crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat-Knicks, Warriors-Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. It's Ace's birthday today, plus Donnie Baker, Dr. Phil, and Josh's famous lobby bathroom story. But first, this.
Hello?
Hey, it's Tiger.
Oh, hey, Tiger. What's going on, man?
I need you to do me a huge favor.
Yeah, sure thing, man. What do you need?
Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe call her.
What?
Oh. So if you can, please take your name off that.
Are you me? She knows about us? Oh, man, this is bad. This is really bad.
Just have it as a number.
Oh, boy.
She hasn't seen the photos yet, has she? Tiger, you still love me, right?
Okay, you gotta do this for me.
Please tell me you still love me. Tiger.
Hello.
Aww. Hello.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
This is Tom speaking. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Where were we? Were we in the middle of a sportscast?
Finished.
Okay, we've actually finished the sportscast.
Vaya con Dios.
Okay, thank you very much. The official
sports. Yeah, be a good
thing.
Sport. Christy! Okay,
thank you very much, Christy. What have you got?
A California woman who says she dreamed she had swallowed her engagement ring awoke to find she had actually swallowed her engagement ring.
I had a dream. I ate the world's largest pillow.
Marshmallow.
Right, yeah.
Jenna Evans wrote on her Facebook post, she dreamt she was being chased by bad guys on a high-speed train, and the only way to save her 2.4 carat diamond engagement ring was to swallow it. Evans, who has a history of sleepwalking, wrote that when she woke up the next morning, her ring was no longer on her finger.
This sounds like the next Liam Neeson movie.
The 29-year-old.
I bet her soon-to-be husband will be reminding her that, hey, look, if you can swallow that ring.
I want you to dream about this.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Said the urgent care doctors referred her to a gastroenterologist who performed an upper endoscopy to rescue the ring. It was stuck in her intestines.
Well, yeah.
It's a nice-looking ring, too.
Uh-oh, what? You what? Suspect foul play in this somehow?
I don't.
I saw this on TV last night.
So did I.
I think she just wants to show off her ring. She was holding it with the little motion and...
This lady sounds like a real jerk.
Just wanted to be on TV.
Yeah, showing off her big ring. Is 2.4 carats a lot?
Yeah, it's a good size.
Yeah, even the more so. Lady.
What does that cost, do you think?
I don't know.
No idea.
You do too now.
At least, yeah, probably.
20 grand?
Yeah. Josh, you ever dream you were peeing in the bed and you woke up and you peed the bed?
No, but I've...
You know the difference between camping
and sodomy?
No, I sure don't.
You want to go camping?
Why would you not believe this woman?
Why would you think she's up to no good?
She was talking. She said she was on a train, and these guys were trying to steal a ring, and her boyfriend told her.
This is the feel-good story of this year so far.
No, it's not.
And you...
No, it's not. The feel-good story of the year, those two little boys that are buddies that see each other and they run together. Yeah. That's the best story ever.
Well, this is right there with it, I think.
15 years, they'll be in a tattoo parlor getting hateful tats about each other.
You ruined my life.
I would hope not.
Man.
No, I saw her last night on TV. I thought maybe.
You just are so judgmental about everything.
Oh, she was like, waving her fingers. Look at me.
Well, that's Ed Seneca. She's excited to have
a $2 million watch.
She's excited to have her ring back.
Yeah. You know, every guy watching that, I bet you can swallow a ring.
Oh, my God. Well, I hope your girl's not listening.
I'm surprised they used the endoscopy. I thought they'd have to open her up.
No, they even had a video of they show it, like where they went down in there and grabbed it. It was disgusting.
Okay. It wouldn't have passed out through natural.
They went down her throat.
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't go up through
I think they went down her throat.
Not only does she swallow, she takes it.
I thought she did. I thought they did.
Well, I would think
doesn't that double mean down bonus.
Double bonus, groom.
Surgery was my minor, but I'm thinking that. Yeah, the quickest way probably right now.
It wouldn't have passed all the way through without complications, presumably.
I guess I could go in the other way.
Yeah, it can. And then, yeah.
Well, okay, well, more power to her. Good luck. I'm sure we'll be seeing the wedding photos all over the social media. And all of
that. Oh, my.
Spend my weekend looking at them.
So that's your problem. Huh?
No.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
No, now that you guys figured out the price of jewelry, I got a tougher question for you.
What's that?
How old is too old for somebody to ask you to help them move?
Oh, boy.
35.
Yes, any over 35.
30.
Yeah, 30.
Thanks. You know, my buddy Perry Porter's got hitched. He asked me to help him move at his new house with his new wife.
Oh, boy.
And it's because he's got some dirt on me from that Molly Hatchet concert back in circa 87.
Really? Uh-huh.
So I told him I'd help. Oh, and for the record, Adam's apples always ain't that easy to spot. I should have known. She had a deeper voice than Darth Vader's, you know? Should outlaw turtlenecks in the summer. That's the last time I'll ever drink Southern Comfort. Anyway, I'm helping him move. He's got so much stuff, like boxes of old penthouses and Playboys. Why do you need Playboys with Pam Anderson on the cover? And you know they got porn on the internet for free at the library. What's he storing this stuff up for? He had to get rid of all that stuff because his new wife. So I took it over to my garage for safekeeping.
Uh-huh.
In case my internet gets pulled out again by the cable.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for unplugging the pole, Mitchell. And my friend Perry originally tried luring me over to help him with, he's like, I'll get you a case of Bush diesel and pizza from Casey's General Store.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God. It's like, dude, I can buy beer and pizza myself and not help you move.
That's true.
You got to offer me something easy to get on the regular, like satellite dish porn unscrambler or cash. But how about this, Jack? You know, I said, why don't you call up Mayflowers or eight guys in a cargo van and try offering them lukewarm beer and pizza and see how far your step gets?
Good point.
Even movers don't want to help you move, and the word move is in their job title. You show me a mover in a good move, and I'll show you an Adam's apple. No grown adult should ever ask another grown man to help him move.
Right.
And I'm assuming since I'm helping you move, that you don't have the cash to cover my IER visit when I break the femur in my back, lugging your Nordic up four flights of stairs, Dick.
Yeah.
You know? How many ab rollers do you need? And people say, oh, can I help you move? Yeah, can you afford to pay my copay and reimburse me for 3 weeks of missed work when I rupture my spleen trying to lift your sleeper sofa in the U-Haul?
That's right.
So I wrote down a bunch of rules that you should use if people ask you to help them move.
Oh, good. I want to hear this.
Let's go.
Well, number one, the most important rule, listen up. If you want me to help you move, be a chick. Wearing a tank top and a loose one, you know? Everybody knows that no self-respecting man will ever ask another man for help, no matter how he needs it. But number two, go braless while wearing that low-cut tank top on moving day. fishing for your valuables. There's no great motivator than a little cleavage and some side boob action. And third and foremost, don't skimp on the beer. You know, movers don't want hams or natty ice. Actually, if you ask me to help you move and you serve me natty ice, I'm dropping a couple of your boxes marked fragile on purpose. Stay off. I'll wait till I get top the stairs. And I'll say it's an accident right to your face. But you'll know from the belch it wasn't. I swear to God. Break's over. I got to run.
Well, bye, Donnie.
Those are good rules.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wow. Outlaw turtlenecks in the summer. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Now, where were we? Oh, I know we were at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk with Christy Lee. But I think it's time to say happy birthday to Ace Cosby.
Oh,
happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Ace. We have a little gift for you, but first you have a gift for us.
Ace Cosby.
What is this, a joke? Are you joking? This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
I had a dream last night. I was drowning in an ocean made of orange soda.
Wow.
Woke up, I realized it was a fantasy.
Fantasy?
Fantasy. The sea of Fanta. Yeah. You see, that's an orange soda.
Yeah. Right. Goes with our earlier discussion.
I'll be keeping the birthday.
And dreaming. Boy, it's just very timely.
Somehow I blame myself for that.
I have to write a letter to him about that joke. Dear Mr. Fantasy.
Nice tag.
Thank you. Jake, what are your thoughts on it?
P.U.
Is that traffic?
Yeah. Steve Winwood.
Yeah, it's a song that never ends. I think
it's a beautiful song.
I love that tune.
So Add it, Steve.
Does Ace get his gift?
Do you want to do the presentation, Christy?
All right. So
there's an actual gift. Yeah, we all chipped in on this, Ace.
Yeah, I gave the most.
Now, Ace, we should point out, is a big rock and roll fan.
I hope it's Gene Simmons' left ball.
That's why he says time to rock. Particularly a fan of the band Kiss. Open that up, Ace, and describe what it is in the box. He opens the elaborately wrapped gift.
Describe.
And it is...
Kiss-related? Kiss little people.
Yeah.
It's
little miniature two-inch-high Kiss dolls.
It's got his little stage. It's
on a little... Officially licensed by Kiss. So you can put that up in your...
So are they supposed to be mini Kiss or Kiss miniature?
Look, does like that Kiss make kids. Sense?
They're like the Kiss kids? Okay.
Kiss kids.
They're Kiss little people from Fisher-Price.
Now, Kiss, do you have a lot of Kiss? Ace, do you have a lot of Kiss memorabilia in your home? I have not been in your house for years. Well, you do now. That'll be a nice...
Wait a minute. You did visit Ace at his home?
Uh-huh.
When?
Christy, has Tom ever visited you in your home?
Never. Ever. I've
never visited me in my home.
I could actually
Tom and I are closer than you
I've
think.
I could put a date on this.
You'd have to be.
We're still planning the road trip to Dallas.
I could put an exact date on this if I wanted to.
Well, I don't want to.
Ace used to live in a now torn down apartment.
Well, that
high
doesn't
rise.
Count. Have you been in his house?
It doesn't count. I was over at Ace's house. I had to pick him up one day.
How long ago were you in that apartment?
Well, I can give you the exact date because it was the very first time I heard the song Paper and Fire by John Mellencamp.
Oh, Jesus.
So remember, we were debuting 84? It. God, I love... No. Later than that. I love that song.
That is a good song.
It's a great song. Yeah. And I remember hearing it in the garage. Remember that where you used to live? They tore
Vantage
it
Point. Yeah, I remember
they tore
it.
So that was the last time I was at your house. We can look up that date.
Huh.
If you,
87.
Okay, see, that was a while back.
Yeah.
Or at least in August of 87.
Great song, though. God. Paper and Fire. Oh, one of my favorites.
Yeah, it is a great song.
And I can remember driving
so
through.
So did he visit the home that you have now, or is this...
No, I haven't been to the new place.
Okay.
How long have you been in your new house?
About 18 years.
18 years?
So when's the housewarming party?
Is it all paid off?
Have you been to Pat's house? Oh, no, Pat's house is your house. I'm sorry. Yeah. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
He was there yesterday.
Let's do it. Hey, Bob and Tommy, it's your good friend, Dr. Phil.
Hey, Dr. Phil.
Have you read my book?
No.
Have you seen my tape?
I would never watch
Okay. You had a news story today about an NFL player who thinks he's big stuff, already traded teams, likes to fart in doctor's face. Is that true?
Yeah, there's now an allegation that he's farting in the face of some physician he owes money to. There are all kinds of unfortunate accusations about sexual aggression from this gentleman. It's horrible.
Okay, I don't put my mustache in the back there. I have to look at my success, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, it just because a billy goat has horns doesn't mean it's trained to toot. You see where I'm going
with
this?
Yes, the flatulence reference, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's no need to weigh a pound cake. Sure, on the outside, I'm a certified doctor who saved Oprah, plays tennis like a dude, cards, love the ice. But on the inside, I'm just an old Texas cowboy with two satchels full of folksy wisdom and a canteen that's leaking the truth, okay?
Okay, that's right.
I just wrote a book about Antonio Brown and his bad habit. Have you read the book?
No.
Have you seen the tape?
No, I haven't.
It's called A Crapple a Day Will Keep the Doctor Away.
He really. I thought he was going to vomit there for a second.
There were a couple long pauses.
Yeah, he really.
I thought Dr. Phil was in trouble. Yeah, there's actually video footage, apparently, of Antonio Brown deliberately passing gas into the face of this physician he had hired for a special exam.
What a monster.
He's a jerk. Karma can't bite him in the ass quick enough.
Can you make a list real quick of the people that you have had gas in front of, Tom?
Very rarely does a gentleman...
Zero.
Oh, except the other morning after the day after you had cauliflower soup.
Yeah. And you were decorating the hallway
post-cauliflower soup, I don't know, in fact, I went back to that restaurant, and one of the fine servers came up to me and immediately recognized, oh, yeah, I know the cauliflower soup. It's deadly. There should be a disclaimer on them. There should be one of those, what are those called, those cards they have stuck into a little holder on the table.
A table tent?
Yeah, it should say, cauliflower soup may cause you to lose friends. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
No, I would, as a general, I would get up and leave the building, go out to the smoking loft and let it go out there. It was unbelievable.
It's bad when you can't handle it yourself.
You and I disagree about this, but if I'm in a hotel suite and I have a serious issue of the fecal kind, I'll go down to the lobby and find the...
if you've got somebody in your room with you.
And the trick to this, by the way, is if the hotel has a convention center in the morning, there's never anybody in it, you can go down and choose from one of 40 fine, clean toilet facilities.
And, funny, I'm going to check
now, Josh actually has my favorite story about an unfortunate incident in a hotel toilet.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Was that New Orleans?
It sure was,
What was the story?
Beautiful hotel, old hotel, but I was checking out, and the night before was filled with booze and shrimp po' boys and crawfish, all the delights of New Orleans.
Shrimp cauliflower soup.
Shrimp po' boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Spicy.
Now, do you say po' boy, or do you?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. When in Rome,
you don't feel like that's an affectation.
What would you say?
I do, but that's what you say. Yeah.
I'll have the shrimp poor boy,
it says
please.
Po' boy right there.
Yeah,
I would point rather than try to.
Okay. No, I was happy to enjoy.
Yeah, why have any fun?
All that New Orleans had to offer. And
morning came.
Yep, leaving the hotel. Got a little bit out to try to catch a cab and realized, oh, man, this is not going to
make it.
I'm not going to make it. My stomach is, but this is a mess.
Howling.
So I went back in, said, hey, I just checked out of my room. Could I please get back up there? She said, sorry, they're already cleaning it. I said, is there a restroom here in the lobby? She said, sure. She pointed across the very busy lobby to one door. And I walk over there and I open the door and it gets kind of stuck open. But I see that it's a one-seater.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, boy, this is, all right, we're going to have to do.
And so it's my understanding that this one-seater is actually facing the door.
It is, yeah. Yeah, I can see the it's absolutely facing the door. And when you sit on it, if the door were to stay open, you could face the entire lobby.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, and so I get the door closed, sit down. I mean, it's just, I'm doing some work. It's pretty rough. Yeah, I know.
It's like the Dresden firebomb.
Yeah. It's
Chernobyl.
I'm fishing with dynamite. It's not pretty. And all of a sudden, I noticed that when I sat down, the door wouldn't lock. It was old. It was broken. It wouldn't. So I was like, I'm sure this will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the middle of everything, the door swings open. And there's a man of about 80, 85. He was ancient, standing there, and he sees me, and he goes, "Oh!" And I go, "Oh!" And he goes, "I'm sorry." And I go, "It's fine. Just close the door, because I can see everything."
Yeah.
And if I can see everything in the lobby, that means everything in the lobby can see me.
Of course.
So I see people walking by with their suitcases, reeling, there's people checking in and out. And so the guy goes, "I'm sorry." And he tries to close the door, but it's stuck, and he cannot get it closed. And I go,
sir, you have to close the door. And he goes, I can't. And then just slowly started to back away.
He left you on the battlefield.
Yes. And he just kept saying, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And I kept saying, no!
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.